tonight, from American Idol to rising superstar Clay Aiken, battling rumors about his private life and battling paralyzing panic attacks that have him taking medication. But first, coming up, Clay Aiken on Life at the Top of the Charts and on the front page of the tabloids, answering questions and your emails next. Our guest for the remainder of the hour was the first to prove that finishing in second place can be even better than taking the top spot. Take a look. It all began in 2003, American Idol Season 2. America falls in love with the sweet, geeky guy with the great big voice. And a nation of claymates demands a recount when he comes in second.
Reuben Stutter!
But even before that night, the rumors about Clay Aiken's personal life had begun, on internet chat boards and in the tabloids. He's outsold Reuben and all other Idol grads except Kelly Clarkson. But as his star rose, the speculation also grew. And it's no longer just the tabloids who are wondering.
Is that you are ready to come out and say you're gay?
That would not make any sense for me to do that.
And now word that the singer who became an idol to millions is fighting panic attacks. Though you'd never guess it from the way his career has been going. That's your mind, all mine. He's got a new CD. It's 1,000 Different Ways. Clay Aiken is our special guest. And there you see the cover. And Clay Aiken is back. Congratulations. This CD is still in first place. It's also number 2 on the Billboard 200. Where you been? Where did you go? Did you leave us?
Well, I was working on this. It took us a while. It was kind of a process to get this thing together. It started out as a album that was going to be all original material, and we kind of took a turn and decided to make a lot of do some remakes of some old love
but
songs.
But you stopped doing concerts, right? I mean, didn't you kind of?
We went out for Christmas. We did a Christmas concert in 2004 on the back of a Christmas album, and then did another one last year, and did a lot of work with UNICEF and a lot of work with my foundation, and so we kind of focused on that for a while.
So you didn't go away?
Didn't go away.
You moved out here,
right?
And back in North Carolina.
I moved out here for a while and then headed back to North Carolina.
Didn't like it here?
Yeah, there are plenty of good things about it here, you know. I just kind of like the small town, local, quiet, know where everybody lives, know my way around town, no traffic. There's a lot of pluses to every place in the country, but you know, home is, it's always better to be at home, right?
Are you back in the city you grew up in?
I am.
It seems you've stepped back from the spotlight too, didn't you? Is there any reason for that?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of that stuff happens so quickly. You know, I was on Idol, and the minute I came off the show, I had no idea how big it was. You know, we were so sequestered on the show.
You were the first?
The second season.
Second season.
And it was the first season that it really blew up, and we had no idea how big the show was. And I come off the show, and it's everywhere you turn. People are staring at you, pointing, and taking a picture, and it was such a whirlwind for 2 years. It was kind of nice to be able to sit back and collect yourself and relax and try to breathe for a minute, so I appreciated that.
How do you account, as you look back, for the fact that you got better known finishing second?
I think there are a number of factors. I think one would be that, well, it's a different market than, you know, there's the urban market and then there's the pop market, and it's just a totally different market.
And you're
the way
pop.
I guess. I don't know what I am. And then I think people like an underdog sometimes. I think that's the only reason I made it as far as I did. Because, you know, you even called me geeky a minute ago.
They wrote geeky. I don't know what the term is. You don't look geeky to me.
Well, it takes a lot of time to get to
that look years ago. If it wasn't geeky, it was nerdy.
Nerdy will work. But, you know, so people kind of root for that. And I think that's kind of why I ended up. People want to root for the underdog. I mean, I guess that's the only explanation I can think of. I don't know why people like me.
Do you keep in touch with Reuben Stoddard?
I do. We actually talked not too long ago. Actually talked last week. I was in New York. He was in New York at the same time. We try to stay in touch with each other.
Now, what's with? I've done some interviews in the past on panic attacks. They're hard to explain. Can you explain what they are?
No. And I think that's what finally got me to talk to somebody about it, because I wasn't able to figure out why I was nervous and why. I mean, I understood I understand when I go into a situation, nobody's going to bother you right now. don't worry about it. And then when I come out of the situation, I can say, why were you so upset about that? Why were you? But when I'm in the situation, the room's closing in, my heart's racing, I'm sweating, and
happen at any time?
No, not really. It doesn't happen as it happens just in public. I mean, it doesn't happen with friends and family and whatnot. It happens.
But will it happen like getting on an airplane?
It has before, and I'm pretty good at hiding it, I think, and pretending that it's not affecting me, but it is.
You think you're going to die?
There have been times where I thought I was going to have a heart attack because yeah. I've been so nervous. And I think that what finally brought me to say something about it was the fact that I couldn't control it. And I'm really actually pretty good about handling myself, and not being able to control it made me want to go and say help.
Ever happened on stage?
No, it doesn't for some reason. I don't have a problem with that.
What's the cause? Have you found that out?
I'm crazy.
Oh, that's the cause. You're nuts. The answer is simple. You're a wacko.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know. I'm sure it has to do with. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that I haven't been used to having attention thrown at me. But
you didn't have it before this. Fame.
People didn't want to talk to me at all
when I was in high school. You didn't have it before. You didn't have it when you were.
No, I didn't. So I mean, I've had trouble with when my father died. In 2002, right before Idol, I had some anxiety, I guess, built up from that situation and my relationship with him. But I'd never gotten really horribly nervous in public situations.
Take medication?
Yeah, I've started taking something, which was a little bit unnerving for me again, just because I didn't want to do medicine.
But if it works, it works.
You know, and I fought it for a long time, and now that I've finally started to take it, I've realized, you know, okay, don't resist it so much because it's actually helping some.
We have some email questions, and just ahead, what Clay thought about that controversial interview with Diane Sawyer, that's coming up. Clay Aiken is our guest. His CD is Gone Through the Roof. Don't go away. Tomorrow, when I think of all my sorrow, when I had you there, but then I let you go.